Welcome to the Sweat and Smile Podcast. My name is Brian, and I'll be your host today. Today is going to be a touchy one. It's about the things we are willing to do and the shortcuts we are willing to take to lose weight. I have a very special guest as well. Her name is Jessica. Jessica, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay, my name is Jessica Valenti. I am a special education teacher at a Christian school nearby. I am a wife and a mom of three.
And a mom of three.
Yes.
How are you feeling today?
I feel okay. It's been a little bit of a crazy day, but I'm good.
Yeah, we had those crazy days. So yeah. How I would like this to work is I got a list of questions here, and okay. I just want you to be real as you can and just share. And I know there's going to be someone listening on the other side of this that can benefit from what you have already experienced with this. So just to make it clear and more specific,
Yes. What
we're talking about is the shortcuts, more specifically, the injections. Can you share with us your experience with the shot injections for your weight loss?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
So it was about 2 years ago, and it was before this became popular. So nobody knew what it was. I started using the one called Wegovy, and it was recommended to me because I had worked on some hormonal things and had really gotten my labs, like my blood work, where it needed to be. And I was really healthy. I was working out and I wasn't seeing much progress. So it was recommended to me by my doctor to start. It was brand new. And I, over the course of 11 months, I lost about 50 pounds taking the injections, dosing up,
you know. Was you working out at the same time?
I was working out at the same time. Yeah.
So can you compare the energy levels that you was experiencing?
Yeah.
Like, before yeah. and during?
Yeah. So I would say that at first, you know, I started losing weight. I started feeling good. And on the lower doses, I was okay. I had energy. I didn't have any issues. And as I got on the higher doses and as I started losing kind of quickly and my nutrition was not good because I wasn't hungry, my energy levels were not great. My stamina was not good. I was not able to do what I was able to do previously. I was smaller. So things like pull-ups were easier for me. Anything body weight, burpees, push-ups, they were easier for me. But lifting heavier, I was not able to do. I was not able to keep up. You know, I've been going with a friend and we were kind of at the same level. And her stamina was more than mine because I really was deficient in all things. My nutrition wasn't good. I would get dizzy and I'd have to take a break. And I would just kind of chalk it up to like, oh, it's the medicine. But now looking back, I mean, I really just was not fueling myself properly.
How long were you doing the injections?
So it was from February to November, December. So almost a year. I'd say 11 months. Yeah.
11 months. Okay. So what led you to try this method for losing weight?
So I felt like I wasn't making progress on the scale. So I'm going to say that because I think that that's important because there were other things I was making progress in and I couldn't see it at the time. The scale was not moving. And I was really focused on that. I felt like I was working hard and my nutrition was good at the time, but the scale was not moving and I was so frustrated. And when I took that concern to my doctor, she said to me, well, why don't we try this? You've done all the other things. Maybe you just need a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. So that was my original, the reason that I started.
The reason that you started.
Yeah.
And that's the second time I heard that you mentioned that a doctor recommended this to you.
Yeah.
Also, I heard that it was new. So
yes,
we really didn't have any idea like mm-mm. how it would affect you.
Right.
What mood it will put you in.
Right.
How much energy you would have.
Right.
And I don't know. To me, that scares me if a doctor's telling me that.
Yeah. And it scared my husband, too. I mean, honestly, I came home and I was like, hey, there's this thing. And he was like, well, what about it? How long has it been out? What is it going to do to you? What are the side effects? For me, what I heard is I'm going to lose weight. And that was all I cared about. If I'm being completely transparent here, that is all I cared about.
I think it's important. Like, I think you didn't really answer the question of what led you to this completely because, you know, it was not just like, oh, I've been working out for a couple months and the scale's not moving. It was our youngest child was 3.5 years old. Mm-hmm. And you'd been working out and working on your diet for the better part of that 3.5 years and not seeing results. And right. so mm-hmm. your mindset was of desperation,
yeah.
you know? Yeah. So yeah, it was a little scary and you expressed some of those concerns to me, but because of the desperation of just feeling like I've tried everything that I know to try and not having a better option, including, you know, other therapies that this same doctor had offered and other ways of balancing hormone and nutrition and seeing a nutritionist and all these things that didn't work. And so, yeah, it was a little scary, but it was this desperation of like, I just don't know what else to do.
All right. I got a question about the relationship. Like mm-hmm. after this was going on,
yeah.
how did it affect your relationship with your husband and your children?
Okay. So that I feel like I address this a little bit. So I got sick, if I'm being honest. So I started to not feel well a lot. I got bad headaches. I was nauseous all the time. I was not an active parent, even though my goal, right, is to get in shape and lose weight and be able mm-hmm. to do things with my kids or, you know, be more comfortable with my husband or all these things. And I became less present, I would say, because I didn't feel good a lot of the time, especially towards the end. When the doses got higher, I could handle the lower doses. And as the doses got higher, I just didn't feel good. I mean, if I'm being honest, it was like a malnourishment issue, mm-hmm. which I didn't recognize, didn't realize. And I just didn't feel well. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel well.
So having that type of mindset, going into it, the desperation mindset, yeah. and now experiencing it, and now back to, yeah. to yourself.
Yeah.
What is the link between those two? You feeling that way? How do you feel now? Like desperation, how do you feel now?
On a good day, I am motivated and my energy levels are back. I sleep well. I don't have headaches often. I mean, almost at all anymore. I'm not as tired as I was. I am able, if we're talking about energy in the gym, I'm able to do more strength-wise than I've ever been able to do before. Because I'm feeling my body properly. And it hasn't been easy to get to this point. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit. Like, I lost all this weight and I've gained most of it back. So it hasn't been easy to get to this point. And I'm still not completely happy. Again, I want to be completely transparent in this. And we can talk about that too. But
okay. So as far as your overall health.
Yes.
And the rapid weight loss going right to the rapid weight gain.
Yes.
How would you describe that to someone? And how would you let this person right now who probably listen?
Yeah.
There's other options. How would you say it's not the right thing to do? What would you tell this person, this individual?
So I think it's hard. I think, you know, I have days where I regret the fact that I had done it completely. You know, there were moments where I was like, this is great. I am under my goal weight. I feel good. I am comfortable. But then I was sick, right? And mm-hmm. then I went off of it and I made sure I was doing the right things. I was meeting with a nutritionist. I was upping my protein to make sure that I could perform in the gym and doing the right things. And the weight kept coming on. And I have had days where like my self-esteem has just been completely decimated, especially mental health-wise. I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know if it's worth it to literally get to your goal weight. And then as soon as I stopped, it just started creeping up and my mental health really tanked. My physical health, you know, I'm still working out. I'm still doing the things that I know to be doing. My energy levels are back and I'm grateful for that. So there have been improvements since I've been off of it, but
what kind of improvements? I'd love to hear.
So in the gym, like I'm lifting heavier than I've ever been able to lift before. My stamina is better during cardio days because I'm fueling myself properly, right? And so, and I have, if we're not just talking about physical, like mental health wise, I'm working hard to not focus on the scale and working hard to not focus on the fact that I am a higher weight than I want to be and working hard to not hate my body. And if we're talking again about mental health, I went from being where I wanted to be to being back where, not totally back where I was before, because mm-hmm. there are good things, like I'm saying, but it has done a number on my mental health. Like,
yes.
I'm sure that you can probably speak to that just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this is a 2-year process. So the first year was this weight loss, which was fast, especially at the end. Like in the beginning, yeah, I think that's the other thing to make sure people know is, like, if you do choose to use this medicine, it's not just like, oh, I got the injection and now all of a sudden I'm losing 10 pounds. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It still took a year, you know what I mean? And then the weight gain has taken a year and you're still not back. You're still not quite back where you were when you right. first started. I think that what was interesting for me is you were at your goal weight, but you didn't feel good, mm-hmm. right?
And I think that's the most important right. part. You yeah. don't feel good.
Right. Yeah. And recognizing, like, okay, well, just because I've reached this weight doesn't necessarily mean that everything is right, has been beneficial to an extent. And then I think, obviously, gaining has been difficult for you. And I think that having to come to terms with that has been difficult, and just, I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Like, it's just been a difficult
year. Yeah, it's just been hard.
I want to elaborate on that a little bit. Okay. It's like you said you went to a nutritionist, you mm-hmm. went to a doctor, mm-hmm. they gave you this, it still mm-hmm. took a year, mm-hmm. and the weight came off, mm-hmm. but you was feeling bad,
yeah.
your energy was low, and it came back.
Yes.
So between that gap, like, what was going through your head? What was happening? What was going on with you as far as the mindset with them?
Between, like, when I stopped the medicine
when
and gaining
stopped the
it
medicine,
back.
When it started to come back.
So I think I kind of expected to gain a little bit of it back, but as it started, I think at first it came back rapidly. Now it's been slower, but
I don't think I would call it rapid. I think it was always, you know, maybe like 5 pounds a week, which sounds like a lot, but
it is a lot.
You know, I mean, I'll be up 5 pounds just from one meal sometimes, yeah. but you know, so I mean, I don't think it came on, like, it's not like overnight you gain 30 pounds.
No,
but it was coming back, and the realization that you were going to continue gaining
yes.
was really difficult to
yeah.
come to terms with.
Yeah.
Like, I started to realize, like, I'm not just going to gain a little bit of this back. This is going to keep coming. And as my clothes started to not fit, and as the weight kept going up, I lost my motivation to go to the gym because I felt like I'm just going to keep gaining. There's no point here. I had a moment where I wasn't eating the right way. And then I was like, okay, I need to eat the right way. I need to get back in the gym. And I bought an under the desk treadmill because I was still working from home and I was getting my steps in. And I was going to the gym and the weight kept coming. And I felt like it was out of my control. I felt out of control. I still feel out of control. I still feel like my body is not doing what it needs to do. And I don't know if I contributed to that because I did this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
I could have been in a different position if I had never done this. I don't want to say I regret it because I'm not sure. I go back and forth. I'm like, well, I was where I wanted to be for a little bit, but now I'm so far away from where I could have been or where I want to be. Does that make
yeah.
sense? It's hard. I'm really in this mental battle still. Going to the gym is still hard for me because I feel like I'm not going to make any progress.
So what are some things are you doing to combat that type of mindset?
So to combat the mindset, I'm working on that every single day. Like every day I have to tell myself, like, this is what's right for you. It is okay that you gain this weight. You will do what you need to do because I do want to be healthy for my children and I'm in an active job. I need to be healthy for my students. I need to do those things. So I, most days, just fight through it. And I'm like, okay, I'm still going to get enough protein in. I'm still going to eat the right foods. I'm not going to self-sabotage, even though this may not happen the way I want it to happen.
Well, through my experience.
Yes.
I would say just focus on the good things,
yeah.
like you're saying, eating the right things,
yeah.
thinking the right thoughts,
right.
and just being consistent with your workouts,
yeah. Yeah.
getting a lot of sleep, drinking your water,
yeah.
and just repeating that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, something snaps, something happens.
Yeah.
And now it's a habit. And now you don't worry about nothing but what I have to do next.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it all changes.
Yeah.
It just takes a whole lot of patience. Everybody is different.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes longer for some folks, takes shorter for other folks.
Yeah.
But I believe that just focusing on the good and not the shortcut,
right,
so to speak, is the way to go. So your spouse been talking a lot, but he wasn't introduced, so I feel bad.
Oh,
so I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So let's get a little bit of history of how we met. So
yes.
I am the head trainer at Burn Bootcamp Hickory. How long have you been there?
3 years. I think I'm starting my fourth year soon.
You'll be starting your fourth year
soon.
And was it you that got him involved?
Yeah.
In it? So how long did that take for?
Let's see. I was going for a year.
You didn't go for a whole year.
It was close. And I was like, hey, I think you should come to this gym. And, you know, I think there's a misconception sometimes that there are a lot of women that go there. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I don't know. And then he started coming and liked it. And he's been since.
Yeah. It always happens. I see a lot of husbands, and it's always happened for me that, like, Jessica will go to the gym. And then I'm like, oh, well, that looks kind of fun. Let me go with you a couple times. And then just got hooked, you know, which is great.
Yeah.
Right. It's been a positive change. So, but yeah, I think it's been 3 years, just about 3 years for me. So almost 4 years for you.
It's been 3 years for you.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least coming up on it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's insane. That's great, man. It's just been a pleasure to have you both in the gym. And now we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, together. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I just got one last question for you.
Okay.
How did this experience change your approach to weight loss and health in general? And how can you portray this to your children, your family?
Yeah. Well, I think that I have seen the importance of fueling your body. Because although my body was changing in the way that I wanted it to in the moment, I was losing the weight, the scale was moving, and I was happy with that. Again, I didn't feel good. And so I want to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have recognized that I need a certain amount of protein. And I need, if I'm doing these workouts, which are difficult workouts, I need to fuel my body to do the workout. I need to make sure that I'm eating enough. And I have been able to, you know, I've done in-body scans, and I will say at my lowest weight to now, like, I've gained weight, but I've also gained a lot of muscle. And I can see that on the in-body scan. And so that is important to me. And I've just had to shift my mindset. I'm not going to tell you I'm happy every day. I've said that, but I've had to shift my mindset to, if I do these right things, if I fuel my body properly and I work out and I get my steps in and I'm eating the right things, you know, we eat at home a lot. My husband is a very good cook. So we eat at home a lot. So my kids are seeing that we are eating the right foods, and that's important to me too. And my kids have me there now. I'm not going to get in my bed because I have a headache or because I'm too tired to do things with them. We're able to do things as a family, go and hike and do things on the weekend because I feel good. And so I just have had to shift my focus to, maybe I'm not as small as I want to be, but there are benefits. There are good things that are happening. I'm eating enough, and I can find joy in these things rather than being the smallest I've ever been. That makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfectly sense.
I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you did. You answered it with more. So that's great.
Okay.
I like that. I like that. And I feel like a lot of other listeners will, you know, respond to that or have similar issues with that. And I think a lot of it is what we see, you know, maybe it's social media or different things like that. We have this idea of what we think we should look like.
Yeah.
So I really like this. And again, I want to thank you, and I appreciate you both for coming up here.
Yeah, of course.
It was on a whim from my man, Joel. I was just like, put him
last
spot
minute.
On. Yeah. Well, he's here. He's did it.
Is there anything you think I forgot that I really wanted to say?
Well, you wouldn't let me see your answers beforehand, so I don't know if you forgot anything.
I didn't want him to know.
I think, you know, the thing is, I think a lot of people work out or exercise or diet, and they have this goal of what they're going to look like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I'm speaking for me, I'm not necessarily, but one of the things that's changed for me is I work out and I eat differently not to be able to work out, right? Like, I don't go to the gym to go to the gym or look a certain way. I do those things so that when I have to pick up my 90-pound daughter off the floor and carry her downstairs,
you see that? Yeah. You see that? That's what I'm talking about. The functional training.
Yeah.
The day-to-day stuff that you got to do.
And I think that's like a different mindset that, you know, I don't know if that resonates, but for me, that was a big change in my mentality. Like, I don't need to eat to get skinny or get big for that matter. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of guys who want to get big, but I just need to be able to perform in a certain way. And that's kind of my mindset.
And I would like to say this, you're probably going to have to put this somewhere in there, but doing these shots took away my love of food. And I'm not saying that in like I love food, I binge eat or anything like that, because I really don't. But we are both Italian. We love food.
Which I think will benefit you in the long run. But it also killed the cravings for the rich foods and the more beneficial foods.
I mean, Brian, legitimately, there would be days where I would go to the gym and work out on like a handful of Cheez-Its because I couldn't tolerate good food. It would make me feel sick. Mm-hmm. And so I would grab a handful of Cheez-Its and I would eat that and I would go work out. And so, that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, there are times I probably am lucky I didn't pass out in the gym. But going back to the food thing, now we are able to bond over food. And I know that can sound bad to some people. They're going to be like, oh, you just eat too much. But it's not that.
You just eat too much.
Food brings people together. Yeah. We go to restaurants. We have business meetings that way.
Right.
We
you're
go
right.
on dates like that.
It really did. I'm not going to say it like ruined our relationship or anything, but the way that this man shows love is to cook and serve. And mm-hmm. I was not able to even, I didn't want anything. Meat, vegetables, I would turn my nose up at vegetables. They would make me sick. Yeah. That is not okay.
I don't know what I would do.
You know, like it's just not okay. Yeah. Like I love a good steak. Yeah. You know, and I had no interest.
And I do think that's important to note that, like, that didn't happen right away.
No, it was over the course. That's the thing is, like, at first it seemed great. The lower doses were great. And as we got to these higher doses.
So what doses are you talking about? I got a few.
Yeah, so you start out on Wegovy, I believe it's 0.25. Then you go to 0.5. Then you go to 1. Then you go to 1.7, and then you go to 2.4, excuse me. So, and part of the problem, I don't know if you're going to want to share all of this, but part of the problem is that it was approved through my insurance, okay? So they said, okay, you only have to pay this $25 a month, which other people were getting it for like $1,200 a month. It was golden for me. I was like, $25 a month, that's great. But they controlled it. So when I said this dose makes me sick, I don't feel good. I mean, my eyes were sunken in. It was bad. He looked at a picture of me the other day and said, Jessica, you looked awful. Like, you looked
sick.
No, I
did not say that.
You did. You said I looked terrible.
I did not say you looked terrible. I would never say that. That is not true.
When you say they controlled it, what do you mean they controlled it?
So I would say I don't feel good on this. I would say to my doctor, can you please back me up to the lower dose?
Oh, okay.
And insurance sent me a letter and said, no, you have to be on the higher dose. Yeah, we
and
got a letter.
It was like an EpiPen. So it comes in a pre-dosed syringe. And, you know, you just, it's an automatic thing. You just click it and it does the whole dose. So you couldn't just dose a little less. And that's, you know,
but that was,
like she said, the insurance approved it once, but then said,
They said you have to go back to the highest dose or you're done.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like a...
Yeah, it was not. That's right after that is when I decided to come off of it. Because really, we talked about it. And we were like, this is not okay. It's not, I don't feel good. They're telling me what I can take and what I can't take. Like, yeah. I need to be in control of my own health and my own body.
I'm sick. I don't feel good. Oh, yeah. Take more.
And this is the insurance company. This is like, they don't know me from anybody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that just speaks for itself.
Right.
I think that just speaks for itself. So anybody that's out there that's listening to this, and you're thinking about it or currently doing it,
yeah.
I want you to think again. You heard all of the side effects,
yeah.
and this is real. This is real life. A lady, a spouse with a family. I'm just saying, we got to do better. We have to do better, or we got to stop taking those shortcuts. And just know that if it's something is easy, it's not worth it to me. But if it's hard and challenging, you got to work on it day to day, that means you're struggling. And we all know what comes after struggle, growth. Mm-hmm. And growth can mean mindset growth. Growth can mean a better relationship with your husband. Growth can mean a better relationship with your entire family, your best friend. You work out with your friend too.
Yeah.
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 So that's what you got to realize, what is really important to you. You know, feeling good, looking good. So with that, I'm going to end this podcast.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, and I also like to thank the Valentes for doing this for me. I gotta get them out of here because they gotta work out tonight.
Yes.
They still gonna go work out tonight, and that's what it's about, man. No matter what, man, sticking to your regimen, sticking to the things that you said that you was gonna do. All right, just remember this: sweat more, to smile more. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.